Welcome to Crate Science, the Pirate Radio Transition Transform in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're building one of those drum-and-bass transition moves that doesn't just change sections, it mutates the entire vibe. Think old jungle tapes, pirate radio mixes, dubplate energy, and that slightly dangerous feeling like the track is being pushed through a battered transmitter and a shaky mixer at the same time. The goal is simple. Take a clean, DJ-friendly DNB phrase and transform it into a gritty radio-style handoff using stock Ableton devices only. We're topping tape noise, filter drums, pitch instability, broadcast artifacts, and a controlled landing into the next phrase. This is especially useful in the DJ tools world of drum and bass, because it gives you something way more musical than a plain fade. It adds identity, it adds story, and in DNB, energy management is everything. So before we get into the grime, one important coaching note, the phrasing has to work first. If the drums don't feel right without effects, no amount of distortion is going to save it. The Pirate Radio treatment is a performance lane, not a rescue mission. Start by creating a strong 8-bar or 16-bar loop at around 174 BPM. Keep it simple and functional. You want drums on one group, bass on another, and FX or Atmos on a third track or group. If you've got a vocal shard or radio-style sample, great. But keep it short and purposeful. For the drum groove, aim for something with a solid kick and snare backbone, plus a break layer or ghosted break that gives the pattern movement. On the bass side, keep the sub clean and centered, and let the mid-bass have some motion, but not so much stereo spread that it gets messy later. A good transition depends on call and response phrasing, because those little gaps are where the radio degradation can actually breathe. A strong structure is bars 1 to 8 for the full groove, bars 9 to 12 for variation, and bars 13 to 16 for transition prep. That last chunk is where the mutation happens. Now let's set up the transition system. Create a dedicated bus or return track called something like Crate Transform. The idea is to have one place where the whole section can be pushed into broadcast mode. You can group your drums, bass, and FX first. Then place your key processing on the group buses or on a master transition chain. The core chain can be very simple. Auto filter, saturator, erosion, echo or delay, reverb and optionally redux if you want extra digital grit. A good starting point for the filter is a low pass somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz when you want that radio moment to really clamp down. Keep the resonance moderate, around 0.7 to 1.2. Saturator can sit with a few dB of drive, with soft clip enabled. Erosion works really well in noise mode with subtle amount, just enough to roughen the top end. Echo or delay can run at a musical subdivision like an eighth or quarter note, with low feedback, and reverb can be kept short to medium, so the space feels like a small, compromised broadcast room rather than a giant wash. The reason this works so well in drum and bass is because you're degrading the phrase as one performance gesture. You're not individually making every sound grimy from scratch. You're pushing the whole section through a single storyline that keeps the energy coherent, which matters a lot at these tempos. Now let's do the broadcast filter sweep. On the drum group and bass group, automate auto-filter so the track gradually collapses into that narrow radio band tone. A practical approach is to keep things open through most of the phrase, then start narrowing in the last four bars. You can let the bass drop out first, keep the snare crack and hat noise alive a little longer, and then compress everything into a gritty mid-range shape near the end. For the open state, keep the cutoff high, around 16 to 20 kHz. As the transition develops, narrow the drums and bass into the mid-range. By the final bar, you want the whole thing to feel band-limited, somewhere roughly in the 300 Hz to 3.5 kHz zone. That's the Pirate Radio character right there. And here's a really important detail. Don't make everything disappear at once. Let the sub fade first. That weight dropping out is what creates the feeling of a signal losing power. Then let the mid-bass and drum body hang on just long enough for the listener to feel the mutation happening. If your bass is synth-driven, you can also automate filter envelope amount on the sound itself to keep the motion alive. That's a good intermediate-level move, because it avoids needing new MIDI just to make the transition feel active. Next, we're going to make the degradation more authentic by resampling. Take one or two bars of the transition, solo the filtered section, and record it to a new audio track. Trim it to the best fragment, and warp it only if you really need to. The goal here is to print the moment where the section starts to collapse. Once you've got that audio clip, process it with redux for a little bit of bit reduction, maybe around 10 to 12 bits if you want texture without totally trashing it. Add saturator if you need more edge, and if you want to take it further, You can even load the resampled audio into simpler or sampler and trigger slices like a one-shot transition instrument. This is where the Create Science mindset really starts to feel alive. You're not just making a transition. You're collecting a broken transmission and turning it into a usable DJ tool. Now let's build the broadcast texture. A pirate radio transition really benefits from a believable air layer. That could be vinyl crackle, FM hiss, crowd murmur, a short spoken sample, scanner noise, or just a low room tone hum. Since we're staying stock only, you can get a lot done with vinyl distortion, erosion, auto pan, and EQ8. High pass the noise somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, so it doesn't cloud the mix. Low pass at around 8 to 10 kHz to keep it in that worn out broadcast zone. If you want the radio voice feel, a small boost around 1 to 2 kHz can help it cut through. If it gets muddy, clean out the 300 to 500 Hz area. If you use a vocal snippet, treat it like a DJ tool, not a lead vocal. Keep it short, maybe pitch it down slightly. Chop it into fragments and place it at the end of the phrase, not over the drop itself. The point is to imply a transmission, not steal the spotlight. Now let's keep the drums readable after we've degraded everything. D&B still needs impact discipline. So on the drum group, shape an ending edit that stays strong. Keep the snare on the backbeat if you can, or at least preserve the strongest part of it. In the final bar, remove one kick for drama, maybe add a ghost snare or muted break hit in the gap, and use a reversed crash or reversed break tail to pull into the next section. Drum bus can add some punch and glue, but be careful with the drive. A little goes a long way. Glue compressor is great here too, with only a couple dB of gain reduction, slow attack, and medium release. Utility is also important, because you can pull the width down slightly during the transition, which helps the whole thing feel tighter and more focused. And always check the low end in mono. The rule is this: the listener can tolerate a lot of grime if the drum's spine still reads clearly. That backbeat has to survive. Now we get into the real movement. Automation. The best pirate radio transitions don't just move volume. They move a whole set of parameters together. Automate the filter cutoff, reverb send, delay feedback, saturation drive, stereo width, sub-level, and even clip transposition if you're working with a resampled vocal or FX hit. A good 4-bar automation arc might go like this. At bar 13, a little filter movement starts and the echo is barely noticeable. At bar 14, the bass narrows and the reverb send rises. At bar 15, delay feedback increases and width starts to reduce. At bar 16, the whole bus drops a few dB. Then a hard impact lands into the next section. Use clip envelopes when you're working on sample-specific details, and use arrangement automation for the bigger scene changes. Intermediate producers should absolutely combine both. That's how you get precision, without losing the overall arc. And here's a DJ tool trick. Leave a tiny one-beat pocket before the next drop. Just a little hole. That bit of space makes the impact feel way heavier when the next section arrives. Now, let's talk about the handoff. A pirate radio transition only works if the exit is decisive. You need a landing point. One option is a hard reset into a clean drop. You strip everything down through the transition, then the next section comes in with full kick, solid sub, and a fresh top loop or bass idea. That's perfect for rollers and dancefloor D&B, because the contrast creates a big impact. The other option is a seamless morph into a new bass phrase. You keep the snare rhythm active, but the bass changes underneath. Maybe a reese becomes a wobble, or a wide neuro growl narrows into a sharper stab. That kind of move works really well if you want the set to feel like it's flowing rather than restarting. A strong arrangement shape is 4 bars of tension, 2 bars of degradation, 1 bar of near silence or filtered pulse, and then 1 bar of impact or a new groove. That's a very usable 8-bar handoff for mix-friendly DJ tools. Let's also cover a few advanced flavor ideas, because these can really elevate the result. You can make a dead air cassette version, where the music seems to lose transmission for a beat. Drop the bass completely for one beat, leave only hiss and a tiny snare tail, then reintroduce the kick like the signal is locking back in. That's great for darker material. You can do a radio dial sweep version by automating a narrow bandpass while shifting the center frequency slightly over the last 2 bars. That creates the feeling of tuning through stations. Keep it subtle and mechanical. You can make a duplate melt version by letting the drums compress harder and smear into reverb, then printing that result and chopping it into a one-shot transition hit. That works beautifully for rough jungle-inspired edits. Or you can go for a halftime fracture version, where the grid stays at full tempo but the final 2 bars feel like they slow down, because you've removed high-frequency motion and simplified the rhythm. That's a really strong trick for neuro or halftime inflected DNB. A few more pro tips before we wrap this up. Keep the low end mono and let the debris widen. That means sub and kick stay centered, while hiss, reverse tails, and vocal fragments carry the stereo motion. Use a tiny pitch drift on one layer only, maybe a resampled vocal shard or a chopped FX stab. Just a little instability makes the whole thing feel less clean and more alive. Try ghost delay throws only on the gaps. Don't leave delay running constantly if it clutters the mix. Make it catch the last snare or vocal chop at the end of the phrase. And replace one crash with a textured burst now and then. A reversed noise hit, a clipped vocal breath, or an old tape stop often feels more authentic than a standard riser.